The singin' and swingin' librarian Kid Kazooie is familiar to many around South Central Indiana for his own unique brand of musical fun and excitement that encourages the imagination of young people. This holiday season, Kid, a.k.a. Kevin McDowell, and his wife Laura Lynn Weaver have produced and released a CD of lullaby Christmas carols. He stopped by the WFIU studios to talk about the music. What do you think it is about Christmas carols?
Well, I think the simplest answer is they have beautiful melodies, and not only beautiful melodies, but well-constructed melodies, so they're easy to remember, they're whistable, they're hummable. I think it's part of our collective subconscious because every year we're bombarded with these tunes, especially nowadays with you walk into Target and you hear these songs. And when I recorded this project, something that I'd only been vaguely aware of that I think is really, really neat, and I don't know if this is an answer to your question of what makes them so memorable and so wonderful. But there's chord changes on every note of the melody. It's crazy. So there's this real musical richness. I almost said complexity, but it doesn't sound complex when you hear it. Trying to get other musicians to play along with you sometimes is kind of crazy. What? Look, there's that many chords. Yeah, it really does go A, D, A, E, C sharp, D, A, D. Just like that. But that's part of what I think it is. First and foremost, and this is one of the reasons why I decided to do this project instrumentally, is those melodies are beautiful. They just soar and lift, and they're well written.
How did you conceive of sort of the arrangements?
Well, the whole project I never intended it to be anything I would release. I just wanted to record a few Christmas songs on the ukulele, because when I was sitting down on the couch at the end of the day playing through some Christmas carols on the ukulele, they sounded really pretty and sort of lullaby-ish. So I went to GarageBand on my laptop and I recorded three of them and thought, oh yes, that sounds nice. Why don't I, just to provide a little more harmonic content, add the bass guitar and mix it in the background. Oh, that sounds nice. Why don't I just have my wife play the melody on the flute? Oh, that sounds really nice. And then just to add a little texture, some electric guitar or accordion in the background, just to give it, you know, some salt and pepper, a little flavor. So it wasn't necessarily thoughtful as it was experimental, and the attitude of what would happen if I did this. It just, you know, I was an antenna. I was a good antenna at the time, and it all just went from the sky to my fingers to the hard drive.
On this recording, we have 12 tracks of what are probably the best known of the Christmas carols. Most of them are recognizable by the name, but there's one on here that I'd never heard of, and I wonder if you could tell me about In the Sky the Stars Are Shining. I've never heard of that one. It's the only one.
And it's such a pretty tune, too. Grandpa Shanley would sing that song every year at Christmas. One year I asked him, Grandpa, what is that song that you're singing? I've never heard of it. You've never heard of that song? That's In the Sky the Stars Are Shining. And evidently, he would sing in the male chorus at St. Andrews up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they would sing that song every year for Christmas. Ever since he was a kid, my grandpa sang that song, he said, every year. And it's a beautiful tune. He once gave me a chart for the tune that I'm assuming he made himself. It is a rotten chart. If I had showed up to a gig and someone put that chart in front of me, I would have been upset. But since I had heard the song for so many years from Grandpa just humming the tune, I could piece it together. After Grandpa died, I started searching for the song on the internet. And Google needs to get their act together, as far as I'm concerned, because I have found nothing on this song. I have not found anyone else outside of my immediate family. Basically, my mom and aunts and uncles are the and my grandma are the only ones who that I've ever met that have ever heard of this song. So I can't tell you very much about it, except it is evidently a very old Christmas carol, is what Grandpa said. And that is "In the Sky the Stars Are Shining."
Have something special coming up on New Year's Eve as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
If no one's ever heard of Kid Kazooie before and they listen to this Christmas Carol CD and they think, this is wonderful and lovely. Oh, he's playing a New Year's Eve show at Max's place. I think I will go and listen to him play such lovely music. Well, they will be rather surprised because I don't regularly make such quiet music. There will be a five-piece band. It will be Kid Kazooie and the Ballroom Roustabouts. So my wife, Laura, plays the drums, the drum set, as well as she sings and even plays some accordion and some flute. And then I'll play a lot of electric guitar. We'll have electric bass. We'll have some ukulele. There'll be actually two guitars. Arbutus Cunningham from WFHB plays the melodica and laughs her laugh in between the songs when she gets very excited. And the parent of one of the kids that's always in the preschool mosh pit at Max's turns out is a very gifted jazz trumpet player. She will be joining us on some tunes. We like to call it low volume, high energy rock and roll for kids. And that's what we'll be doing at Max's on Saturday, December 31st, 3 to 4:30 p.m.
Do you have another piece that you particularly enjoy playing from this CD?
There was one point in the recording process where I was second guessing myself with this lullaby idea, thinking, who's going to buy a lullaby CD from Kid Kazooie? And so I thought, well, let me try something that would be a little bit more like Kid Kazooie. And this is not on the CD, but this was an experiment. This is a hidden track. It'll be a boot on the bootleg one day.
Ha ha.
Pardon me.
Kid Kazooie's Lullaby Christmas Carols, available at kidkazooie.com, the Green Nursery and Landlocked Music, and in the future on multiple platforms. Thanks so much for stopping by, and I'm sure that people will really enjoy this when they hear it.
Thank you, David. Happy holidays.